Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Chav Zayin, and today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah talks about the idea of if there is more than one element to the mitzvah, if each part of the element is required in order for one to fulfill the obligation of the mitzvah. And so our mission discusses Dalet Shebeluav, that the four aspects of the luav, the four species which make up a luav, the luav, the etrog, the hadasa, the arava, all of these things are ma'akfin zetzeh, that they're essential for each other, that if we're missing one, that a person has not fulfilled their obligation. And so the Gemara says, what is our source for the idea that with respect to the luav, a person is required to have all of them, or without it, a person does not fulfill their obligation? Gemara says, arba shebeluav. How do we know that they're essential? We learn out from the verse in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 40. It says, ulkachtem lachem, you shall take for yourself this luav, and the etrog, the, you must take it for yourself. And the Gemara learns out, ulkachtem, to be lekichotama, that you need to take all of them, that you need all completely, and a person is not fulfilling their obligation until one has taken all four of the species. So now the Gemara moves into a dispute whether or not they all, if a person is holding all four of the species, if they need to be bound together, which is called an aguda, bound together. So says Rav Chanan bar Rava lo shanu, when our Mishnah talks about the fact that the four species are all essential, ella she'ein lo, a person only says that they're essential only if a person does not have them at all. Avol yeshlo im akvin. But if a person is holding them, but he's not binding them together to fulfill his obligation, then a person has still fulfilled their obligation. That's how Rashi interprets this. So basically, what he's saying is that aguda, the binding together of these four species, is not essential. And the Gemara challenges this idea from a brisa. The Gemara says, what about the fact that the brisa says arba minin shebeluav, that there are four species in the luav, shnayim mehen os imperos, there are two that produce fruits, ushnayim ahen enos imperos, and there are two that do not produce fruits. And Rashi immediately says, parenthetically we note, that the two that produce fruits are the luav, which produces the palm, which produces dates, and the etrog, which itself is a fruit, and the two that do not produce fruits are the hadas and the arava. So, and the Braisa continues, ha'os imperos use the kukim which enos imperos, v'she'enos imperos use the kukim os imperos. The ones that produce fruits need the ones that do not produce fruits, and the ones that do produce fruits need the ones that do produce, the ones that do not produce fruits also need the ones that do produce fruits. And continues the Braisa, Ven ein adam yotze yidei chovaso b'hen achi akulon b'aguda achas. A person does not fulfill their obligation with these fruits, with these species, until they're all bound together. And so too, there's a metaphor from this, Chayin Yisrael b'aretzah, so too the Jewish people, with respect to our fast days and praying for forgiveness from God, we don't get forgiveness achi until we're all bound together. As it states, Habona b'shamayim ma'alosav v'agudaso al eretz yisada. So according to this source, we see that aguda is required, whereas according to the other source, we saw that the binding together of the four species is not required. And so the Gemara then suggests that maybe this is actually machokes tanaim. But we see from here the point that we made, that Rashi made, which was that there are two species that produce fruits and two that do not. And the two ones that produce fruits are the luav and the esrog. So the poskim discuss whether or not this is a requirement in order to fulfill your obligation for the luav. Does it need to be coming from a tree that is producing dates? So the Bnei Tzion raises this question, and he said, because the Sheila Shlomo writes about the luavim that were produced in what he calls the Avar Yardin, that came from trees, the palm trees that don't produce fruits, and the Sheila Shlomo said that therefore they haven't fulfilled their obligation, because it needs to be following what it says in the Torah, kapos tamarim, which means it needs to be dates, that they need to grow dates on them. And so since those trees are not producing dates, he says they're not fulfilling their obligation. Comes along the Bnei Tzion, and he argues with him. He says, no, first of all, every palm tree, whether or not it produces dates or not, is called kapos tamarim, because it comes from a species that produces dates. And even though this specific type of species, this specific subset of the palm tree does not produce dates, it's still going to be kosher. And he cites, the Bnei Tzion cites the Chasam Sofer, who writes that for this reason, that there was a custom to take palm trees that grow in our country, that's where the Chasam Sofer is saying, that never have produced dates. We know that they are not date-producing palms, because even though they're not producing dates, they are called kapos tamarim, and indeed, they are kosher for this reason. And so because they don't have to be specifically producing dates in order to be kosher. They're just called kapos tamarim anyway. And the Bnei Tzion writes that indeed there was a custom amongst the people who were living in Ir Yerushalayim that they specifically had a custom. He writes that I saw the elders of Yerushalayim that they were looking specifically for palm trees that came from the Aver Aryar, they meaning from outside of the land of Israel, specifically to fulfill this obligation. And he says, what is the reason? Maybe the reason was either because these palm trees were better, stronger lulavim from them, and you don't have to be worried about other disqualifications that could come, or possibly they were being done in order to show us that this too is kosher, that specifically it's kosher, it doesn't need to be producing dates, just like the Arava doesn't need to be growing by the river in order to be kosher, so too the palm tree doesn't need to be producing dates in order to be kosher. And so for this reason, the Bnei Tzion and the Chosam Sofer and the elders of Jerusalem said a palm tree does not need to be producing fruits in order for the lulav that comes from it to be a kosher lulav.